know what it's called. The silk at the top.
Yeah.
Just shuck corn. Just take the...
Have you ever heard of husk?
Husk. There you go.
Yeah.
Duh.
That's all right. I mean, these questions get a lot. All right, let me get back to the ranches around here. You said that they're pretty much open.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they have open pasture.
Mm-hmm.
They ever have what's called a corral on them?
Mm-hmm. Sometimes.
Are there many horses around here?
Not herds of horses,
right.
Just work horses. People have two or three that they own to take on cattle drives and places like that.
So you don't see wild horses around here?
No.
Did you ever during your life?
I don't ever remember. Wild Horse Mesa is just east of here, 40 miles or so.
Yeah.
And they have wild horses up there.
Yeah, okay. But you do, if somebody has horses, you'd have a corral, or you'd see corrals on ranches.
You might see a corral, but the horses there tend to are in open fields for the most part.
Okay. And you mentioned pasture. Do you have fields around here too, and are those different from pastures?
Most of the fields that are worked during the summer and harvested in the fall, what's left on the ground will be used as pasture.
Okay.
Out east of town especially, you'll find what we call the meadowland,
mm-hmm.
where nothing really grows on it, just wild grass and stuff like that. That's pasture.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a corn crib out here?
Corn crib?
Yeah.
I've heard it.
Yeah.
But is it like a trough or a... I'm not sure I know what it is.
Yeah,
I've heard it.
It's definitely some place to store corn in, but I've had some different comments on whether it's a place to feed from or a place just to store it. I'm not sure.
I think when I think of it, I thought of it as a place to store it.
Okay. Did you, have you ever heard of a go-devil out here?
A go-devil?
Yeah, a farm implement called a go-devil.
No.
Okay. what I've found that is just a catch-all term for just, at least that's been my finding. What about feed bags? Is that something you might see on horses around
No.
here? Okay,
no.
But you know,
mm-hmm.
you get the idea.
Right.
Bag or feed bag. I got something I want to show you and see if you can figure out what some of this stuff is. What is the term for that whole thing there?
That is a saddle.
Okay. Any of those parts look familiar to you?
Mm-hmm.
If so, what
this is saddle horn, the seat,
Remember
the stirrup, the... cinch.
What number is that? That's cinch.
Three and. I don't know. What is that? 13? 13
oh, yeah,
and 15?
13, right. Yeah.
Those are the cinch that you. But I've never seen a saddle with two of them.
Okay.
Just the one that goes right under the belly of the horse.
Right.
That
yeah.
keeps the saddle on. The stirrup is 10.
Okay.
I should know that. The seat and the saddle horn is one.
Have you ever heard of something called a pommel?
That's probably what that is.
What's that?
The pommel.
The horn.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Saddle horn. I always just called it a saddle horn.
Okay.
It's hard to tell what these are. Some of them are, I don't know. That's probably about it.
Have you ever heard of the term latigo or latigo?
I've heard it, but I don't know that I could tell you what it is.
Okay. I can't keep it straight. I've only been on a horse once. So,
you've been on a horse once?
Yeah.
For how long?
Probably an hour when I was a kid.
Was it memorable?
No, I mean, I remember getting on it, and then that's about it. And I'm sure it was a big deal.
Yeah.
I never did it again, so I guess.
Oh.
Did you ride quite a bit? I'm sorry.
Yeah. I still do once in a while.
Really?
When I'm brave enough to try to get my leg up into the stirrup so I can lift myself over.
Is that hard on the body at all? Or?
It is on mine. I was...